Hey there, welcome to Midlife Millennial. We are a married couple, Bob.
And I'm Deanna.
And we're here to talk to you about
everything that's going on in our midlife.
As millennials.
Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast. We are coming to you from Minori, and we're pretty excited.
Where's Minori? What country is that in?
Well, they should know we're in Italy. I posted about it. I said we were in Italy.
We have like 100 followers, so there's going to be people that come across us that don't know where we are, who we are.
Well, if you don't know, Minori is a small town on the southern coast of Italy. We are near Amalfi.
And Amalfi Coast is what it's probably known by.
It's like when you say you're from Chicago, but you're actually from Naperville. It's like that.
This is not even the Naperville. This is like the Cary, Illinois of.
But 10,000 times better than Cary, Illinois. Better than anything in Illinois. But we're actually excited. We got to our Airbnb last night. Bob, you have been making us. Do you understand what happened in Rome? We did basically like 3-day trips in like 2 days.
And I'm proud of it. We concentrated. Look, I'm a marathon runner. I'm used to just powering through. I'm trying to instill that in my family. We gotta just...
Oh, it's instilled. It's so instilled. The kids are still sleeping and it's 10:30.
That's true. I've been up for 4 hours.
I know, but you're crazy.
No, it's been amazing. I mean, we did a lot in Rome. I feel like we did 2 vacations in one. So in Rome, to Deanna's point, we did the Colosseum, the Forum, St. Peter's Basilica. We went to Easter service there.
That was insane.
Ran into a lot of craze.
I'm gonna just go ahead and put this on the record. Might not want to say this too loud, but that culture of like, it was almost. You know what it felt like to me? It felt like there was more worship of the Pope than like the actual God that everybody says.
It was a little bit weird.
I had to like protect Rylan and Josh from getting like run over by complete strangers. And just because they wanted communion. And I'm thinking myself.
They also like, wanted a glimpse of the Pope.
I made sure we got it from us.
I was going to say. Says the lady that had her camera like stick way high up. Like,
look, I'm not going to go to the Vatican. And let me just say this. You might have remembered, but like years ago, maybe not even that long ago, but I used to have this like running joke that I was going to go to the Vatican and kidnap the Pope. And I shouldn't say that. It was a joke. I was dumb. I was young, whatever. And
because, why were you going to do that?
It was.
What's the joke? What's the punchline?
The joke is I'm just going to go to Rome and steal the Pope.
It's not a joke.
Bob's getting offended. I'm offending
a
Catholic here. No. But I used to just say that all the time. I'm like, yeah, whenever I go to Rome, I'm going to go steal the Pope. So for me, it was kind of like a funny moment because like I'm literally right there. There was absolutely no way I was going to steal the Pope. But
you've been murdered.
Oh, yeah.
You've been murdered 10 times over by the
snipers. They would have cut every finger off one by one, and then the wrist, and then the elbow. Anyway, I didn't steal the Pope, but I definitely got to steal a photo.
Did the Pope steal your heart?
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
Or, like, he kind of had that little voice, you know? Like you were saying,
They were concerned about his health.
Could have been a contender. Sorry.
You know, I don't listen to a lot of, you know, his sermons.
I don't think he did one. Did he?
No, he didn't do one. But I'm just saying, like, I didn't know that he talked like that. But because everyone kept saying, like, oh, his health was, you know, kind of shaky, it made sense. You know, I wasn't like, what the hell? I was more like, oh, okay, like, he's older. You know, he's out here doing his best. But no, I mean, it was an experience that I'm so thankful for and, like, would I do it again? Probably not, but I'm glad to say that I did it like that this one time for Easter.
I would definitely go back to St. Peter's Basilica, but I think with that big crowd, it was a little bit intense. I prefer a more intimate service, to be honest.
It got intimate. I bet somebody's hand was rubbing up against my butt at one point. I was like,
that was me.
See, oh, that was you.
I'm just kidding. It wasn't me. No, you know, it was, oh, that was cool. I mean, my favorite thing about Rome, there's a lot of cool things, but San Clemente was awesome. We went to this San Clemente Basilica, which is like a church built upon a church, built upon like Roman ruins, built upon just layers. And so you actually get to go down, it's an archaeological site, and you get to go down to like a 4th century basilica, so early Christian church. And then
that
below
that,
you go to like 2,000 years ago, like time of Christ, Rome buildings. And you saw like an ancient, like, I can't remember the name of the, like, the pagan religion or Roman religion, but it was like...
The god Mitra.
Yeah, they all sat in a room and like worshipped God. I guess that's how people still do it. You know, they just do it in a different... And many gods. They actually had, she was saying, they had gods for like everything. They had a god for like getting your child's first step.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a very like practical
religion.
Well, you
know, if you take like the Christian aspect of it, like God in everything, it's just that they separated that it's like one God. It's more like
they were
multiple.
Like, everything is God's. No,
everything is God's.
It was.
That's going to be the title of this episode. Everything is God's.
Well, yeah. I mean, in Rome. But, so that was amazing. We did a food tour. That was awesome,
too.
Oh,
the food tour. We have to talk about the food tour because it was, how long was it? Like 4 hours?
Yeah. The kids were troopers.
They really were.
They survived.
I was actually really proud of Josh. Josh doesn't eat a lot of different foods. You know, he's kind of a burger, steak, salmon type of guy.
Hot dog.
Hot dogs, pizza.
Pizza with pepperoni, not
salami.
Just cheese.
Yeah, no, because apparently he doesn't like cheese.
But he
unless
likes pepperoni
it's on pizza.
On, yeah.
But anyway, the first stop was like a meat and cheese plate. And as they brought it out, I was like, oh, we're going to be in for some trouble if this is the kind of food. And to my surprise, he ate all of our salami.
Yeah, he loved it.
He even ate the thinly sliced meat. He did not try the cheese, which, fair. You know, I gave up my salami. I took his cheese. I think it was a fair trade.
The way my number twos have been, I probably shouldn't have had as much cheese as I did. But that's another story. Keep going.
That's nasty. but accurate. There's a, you know what? Yeah, anyway, the food tour was great.
The artichoke hearts.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
The Jewish ghetto.
We went to the
Rome.
Jewish ghetto. Ryland was very confused by the use of the term ghetto.
I keep thinking of that Kurtz Mayfield song in the ghetto. Or like, or it's, every time we were in the Jewish ghetto. There's like, it's, keep going. It's funny.
No, but no, like, she was confused. She kept asking me, she's like, why are they calling everything ghetto? I'm like, well, the term actually comes from, you know, the places that they were put, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I didn't want to get into a big history lesson because we've done enough history in the last few days. But we learned the way that the Jewish people eat their artichoke and, like, how they fry it twice, once in, I think he said peanut oil. Uh-huh. I didn't want to tell Josh that, but I'm pretty sure they fry it in peanut oil.
Oh, 100%.
First,
that's what they do.
And then
they double fry.
They
it.
Fry it again in olive oil.
I mean, it was delicious.
Because apparently Josh doesn't eat peanuts, and I was like, oh, should I tell him or?
It was delicious. I loved it. I mean, the flavors were just. It tasted like fried Brussels sprouts. If anybody's had those.
Or it tasted like potato chips.
True.
Like when my first bite, I was like, yo, these taste like Lay's. And you know, until you taste the artichoke, then you're like, it's definitely an artichoke. Which the funny thing is both kids preferred the fleshiness of the unfried artichoke heart when you got to the center. So I was like, look at you guys. Eating vegetables
cool.
and stuff.
So that food tour was great. Oh my gosh. Rome was just...
Well, the Colosseum. We got to talk about that because...
Oh yeah.
You know, it was a thing that I've been wanting to do since I was probably 7 years old, to be honest with you.
I didn't really know that until you told me that this week.
There was a point in my life, and actually, even now, like, I love ancient history, and I specifically loved learning about Roman history. when I was in school, like elementary, grade school, middle school. I mean, throughout high school, like I was at one point super obsessed with like Roman history.
What do you think it was about Roman history?
Well, I also grew up very, very, very Christian in a very, I mean, I'm still, I know that sounds like, I left my religion. No, I didn't, but I grew up in a very...
I'm more spiritual, less religious these days.
More like in tune with the universe.
I'm more yoga meditative. Sorry, it's not funny, but you do actually go to yoga every week.
I do, I know.
I have a choke.
I was going to do yoga last night at like 11:30, and I was like, nope.
But anyway, going back to the Romans.
So, yeah, I grew up in the church. So learning about, you know, the history of Jesus and the Romans, I think all of that combined, I was like, they were out here murdering people on crosses while also building some of the greatest architectural achievements in man. Like, it was so barbaric and, like,
yeah, that's a good way of
insanely
it.
Civilized at the same
that's
time.
Really good
and
way of putting it.
So I was always fascinated with, like, how are y'all out here doing some of these things, but then also building things that have lasted for thousands of years? So yeah. I was really obsessed in the idea of the Colosseum. Like, I'll be honest. Have you seen The Gladiator?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it took me years to actually watch The Gladiator film. Because even though I was obsessed with it...
Are you not entertained?
The movie was probably somewhat accurate from what I understand, but I actually can't stomach a lot of the gory parts of history.
The Gladiators could because they had the fat stomachs.
They were supposed to be, like, chubby. But anyway, so I did have a moment there where I was like, I didn't like cry or get emotional, but it was, you know, when you, it's like people when they go to Disneyland. I don't know if this is a good analogy. It's Disney, Coliseum, not quite the same. But anyway, some people's lifelong dream is to go to Disney. And they get there and it's like this magical moment. I feel like I had a super magical moment at the Coliseum.
A whole new world. I did not have that, but
no?
Here's the thing.
Did you like it though?
Oh, I loved it. Here's the thing with the ancient Romans. I never really, I feel like I kind of compartmentalized all this stuff. Like, oh, there's Jewish here in the Middle East, or not Jewish, Jesus.
Well,
Jesus was
Jewish.
He was but Jesus, Jewish in the Middle East, right? In the time. And so also being a Christian, like I don't think I put these like in separate little compartments, right? The Romans who did this thing. And then, but I think what really connecting the dots for me in this trip was really fascinating. I'm like, oh, this was like the people that like decided it. Cause we were here for Easter and we got here on Good Friday, which was just like kind of coincidental. And I was like, the people that like put him to death, like the emperor, like, you know, from my understanding, wasn't like, Herod, like they were all in Pontius Pilate, they were part of like the Roman Empire, right? Like,
yeah,
I didn't even like think of that. Oh, duh.
But see, that, you know, that's the part like, that I loved. I was like, that was the crazy part about Roman history,
yeah,
is that the stuff that we're reading about. Because I feel like when you think about like biblical things, it's like,
feels like way out
old,
abstract.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And then you're like, that again, that's that juxtaposition of like completely, and maybe barbaric isn't the correct term, but. I guess uncivilized versus civilized.
I would sort of say not that. I would say they just had, their worldview was so black or white, you know? Like, you did something bad, we will kill you. I'm just saying, like, that. So to them, that was being civilized. Like, you should not be in our society anymore. Get out of here. So I'm not saying it's a good thing, believe me. But what I'm saying is, I wouldn't say it's so simple as civilized versus uncivilized. In their civilization, that was being civilized.
Yeah.
Is to say, you were a sworn virgin and you had sex, we're going to kill you. Like, there was like 20 virgins that got murdered. Way they got murdered was they like got buried in the ground, right? And then like, just like gave them a little bit of food and then just put the lid on and said good night forever. Very interesting. But for them, that was like, you had a
allegiance. The good news is, St. Clement's.
This is like
Basilica. I didn't feel haunted. I didn't feel like it was that haunted. Did you?
I mean, no, but you know.
If you think about how many. Think about how many
secrets buried underneath the
unreleased souls. Like, there was this one room It was like completely dark, and I really want to flash my light down there because we like bypassed it. And I asked the tour guide, "Why are you yawning? We're filming."
See, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to put it back in.
Sorry, I wasn't. Sorry, I wasn't a production assistant at When Is He Live, okay? I was a multimedia journalist sitting behind the table at Chicago Tonight.
You never had to be on camera? No, but like we walked by this, we were underground. Super fascinating, but.
Now I'm constantly yawning now.
You're gonna keep yawning. But no, there was a room that we walked by and it was like half-assedly barricaded, and I was like, "What's down there?" And she's like, "Oh, we can't go down there. It's not safe." And I'm like, "Is any of this safe? We're like a few hundred feet. I don't even know how far down we were.
Well, probably
we
were like 25 feet, but that's fine if you want to say a few hundred.
Okay. The ceilings in the place we're staying are probably about 18 feet ceilings. I looked up in the shower today. I was like, how far does the ceiling go? So we were definitely
don't
more than 25.
Keep going.
You know what?
Keep going.
Point I'm trying to make is that we were not allowed to go into the dark, dark room because it was, quote, unsafe.
The dark, dark dungeon.
And, I mean, when I say the thing was pitch black, I was, like, this close to pulling out my light and just, like, shining it down there because I'm like, that's where the demons are.
Maybe some of the virgins were buried in that room.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, they weren't virgins at that point.
They probably were virgins. They probably just, like, hiked the skirt up a little bit. If somebody said, you whore, and then, you know.
Yeah. This is a symbol in the ancient Colosseum. So if you wanted to kill the gladiator, you say,
yeah. But if you want to save his life, you did like this, and you hide the knife, and you close your palm. Did you catch that part? He was like, well, I guess let me show you guys like this. You hide your knife. We don't want to kill him. Save him.
And then?
Oh, gosh. They're such a fascinating culture, but
yeah.
Generally, what's your take on, like, because we just got here yesterday. Speaking of yesterday, what a journey it took to get here.
I don't want to rehash it.
Why?
It was long. Beep, beep. So it was long. I mean, we probably spent 2 hours on a train, 3 hours combined on boats, 2 hours in cars. That's it.
But it was worth it. We walked through the door.
And that's it.
And that's it. No, we walked through the door and I was like, all right, okay, all right. It was worth it. I mean, the route here, I know everyone's like, well, you know, going down the coast is weeby wobbly.
It was kind of crazy.
Okay, I wasn't bothered by that at all. I thought it was,
in my life, epic.
On my life, maybe yours, the most beautiful drive I've ever, ever, ever been on. I mean,
yeah.
every corner, every turn, I was like, how does it get more beautiful?
The closest I would say, if you've never been to Italy, but you've been to, like, San Francisco, I would say some of those scenic, winding drives. But this is a different kind of feel for sure. But that was the only thing I can compare it to in my mind.
Well, yeah, the coast of California.
The coast of California. But I still think I prefer this coast. This has got more history than the coast of California by far. You know, this is our first day, so we can't give too much hot takes. I mean, maybe we can do another episode before the end of the week. That'd be fun. Although this is going to be posted after we get back. But still, maybe you can relive our vacation with us. I'd love to do another, because we're going to do some more food. We're going to do maybe a little bit more, not travel, but we're going to do a little more. By travel, it's going to be like a 30-minute ferry ride, not like a 5-hour ferry ride anymore. You know.
Yeah. No comment on that.
It'd be fun to have the kids on, too. We're sort of...
Yeah,
a lot of motorcycles.
I do think the kids are still sleeping, so we kind of have to get the day started because if you can kind of see behind us, we are quite literally on the water.
Not figuratively.
Literally.
We're not literally on the water.
We are
literally
within steps
of the
water. I could throw this into the water.
I'm just going to tell you. We're standing, and you couldn't even literally stand in the water. We would be literally in the water.
I'm going to literally smack you in Sag's face.
I would literally like to see that. All right, yeah, this is what Deanna wants to do to me. Cut it. kind of off cut with it, cut his microphone that he doesn't have on.
Off with his head. But no, we're excited. I'm tired. Oh, also,
not at all.
In case you're wondering, I'm not wearing my sunglasses to be cool, unlike Bob. He's cool. I'm not wearing these to be cool. I, of course, woke up and she scratched my eye.
What did I tell you before we went on this trip? This is one of the first times I can tell you, what did I tell you?
What'd I say?
What did I say?
Bob is right. He did tell me to wear my...
Sorry. Rewind it. Rewind it.
I'm not saying it again.
What she said was Bob was right. I want that for the record. And that's it. I'm done.
That's all I can say. I can't even say it again. I can't say it again. My throat won't let me.
Say for me.
All right, guys, until next time, we got to get the day started. Like, A, you brought home, like, two little bites of food.
I knew she was going to say that.
Because you always, you don't. Look, I eat like a hog, okay?
Sorry? I can't hear. There's too much traffic out there.
You know what?
You scratched your corny, I scratched my your ears. I can't hear. Change it.